that time again on a Friday when AM Live brings you another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. All the best for 2007. We spoke a while back about biotechnology hubs, and I believe there's some new developments, but this time in the area of research.
Yes, biotechnology is still looming quite large on the science and technology horizon of South Africa, and South Africans are gearing up to spend something like 2.5 billion rand in the next 3 years on local biotechnology research. And the bulk of that will come from government-owned institutions, about a billion rand of that. The government itself, with the Science and Technology Department, is putting in 500 million again over the next 2 years, and the private sector coming in with more than 800 million. So it's about two-thirds government and government institutions and a third private sector into research, which we've seen the creation of several biotechnology hubs, as you said. They call them BRICS, and it's the Biotechnology Regional Innovation Centres. We've got three of those now, one in Gauteng, one in the Western Cape, and one on the covering the East Coast. And we're also getting international recognition for our efforts in biotechnology. We set up our strategy as long ago as 2001. Mm-hmm. And you see that the International Centre for Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology has chosen South Africa as the place where it'll put its third big research laboratory. It only has two of these laboratories in the world, and it's a 71-country initiative. It has one in India, one in Italy, and now its third one will be in the Western Cape, and the first phase of that will be up and running by June next year, and then they're looking at the other phases being quite elaborate.
Some news on the Gautrain?
Yes, Gautrain. We talk of 10 stations for this 25 billion rand project, the Rapid Rail Gauteng's Gautrain project, and we thought, well, that was cast in stone. Now they're talking about an 11th station, and this would be between the O.R. Tambo Airport and Sandton at Modderfontein, and it arose out of a court case. The ACI landowner took the Gauteng provincial government to court, but they've settled out of court in a win-win situation, both of them rather happy, and they're considering now the creation of an 11th station, which will be at Modderfontein and part of that very rich vein of that route. ACI owning a lot of property there, and 9 to 11 kilometers of that rail will go through ACI property. So they will use the compensation that they get for their land to put 7 bridges over the rail and really create an integrated situation in what could have been a divisive situation, and both hoping to arrive at a solution before the end of the first quarter.
Martin, we're largely a coal-powered country, but some developments in hydroelectricity, interestingly enough, in the Free State, but also commercial operation.
Yes, the words commercial, independent, electricity from water, all important, but even more important, construction has begun. We like to hear that construction must begin on a lot of our projects, because some of them will just talk for a long time. So construction is underway on South Africa's first independent commercial electricity from water projects. Quite a mouthful. But, you know, you see a situation where a private sector operation, New Planet, spots an opportunity. They see fast-running water between Clarence and Bethlehem and think, well, this could be the site for a hydropower project. We don't have many of these. And now realizing that dream, and look at the benefits. 11,000 low-income households will be able to receive electricity at no extra price. They're going to sell that electricity at the exact same price at which Eskom sells to the Bethlehem local authority, and they're also going to earn themselves quite a few carbon credits because they conform to all the new Kyoto Protocol rules, etc., and also start meeting South Africa's commitment towards renewable energy, low emission energy. And we might say, well, gee, 7 megawatts, that's minuscule in terms of 40,000 megawatts of capacity that we have, but it's big in concept. And we see fitting into the new world thinking of putting 7 megawatts in at a cost of 67 million, finance coming in from the Central Energy Fund loans and also Development Bank of Southern Africa loans, and New Planet getting 25% of its revenue from selling carbon credits to a Norwegian company.
Well, we started off in the laboratories, went down the rapid rail track and all the way to the power stations in the Free State. It's always an interesting journey with Martin Creamer. He's the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. We'll be back with him at the coalface at the same time next Friday.
6 minutes to 8, and as usual on a Friday morning, we go to the movies with Alan.